Do all of you eat human meat? Maybe I'm just weird, but I've never felt the urge. I twist off the bottle's cap and chug the cold liquid. Maverick sits on the edge of the bed.
No, most of us prefer to eat normal stuff. The chef is just...
He shakes his head.
If we aren't going to the game, I'm going to head to the lobby too.
We are definitely going to the game. I didn't come all this way to spend my time in the cabin. I place the empty bottle on the bedside table and lean back on the pillows. In reality, I'd love nothing more than to skip their sick games. Perhaps it isn't too late to leap from the side of the ship and swim to shore. When are we due to set sail? Maverick glances at the bedside clock.
The Bruise crew's officially pulled out of port around an hour ago.
My heart sinks. Seriously? I didn't feel a thing.
The stabilizers on these ships are pretty state-of-the-art. Unless we hit some very rough seas, you shouldn't feel much of anything.
He turns and looks at me, and only now do I notice just how green his eyes are. Seafoam and glitters of gold swirl around his black pupils.
Are you sure you're okay to go to the games?
I get off the bed and step toward my bag, if for no other reason than to put a little more space between us. Looking into his eyes is the only game I need to avoid. I told you I'm fine. Stop mothering me. What with our age difference, it should be the other way around. I pull a t-shirt and jeans from the bag. How should I dress for this event? Is there some sort of app to tell me what we'll be doing? Maverick steps around the bed, putting himself in my personal bubble again.
Hang on. Back up to what you said before that. You can't be more than 5 or 6 years my senior.
How old are you?
22.
I smirk. I'm 38. That's a 16-year age difference, and I'd say that's pretty substantial. But only if we were trying to fuck.
Which we aren't.